Chapter 3. The Ring and the Lamp.
Uncle Abanaza! Uncle!
Aladdin hit the stone, but nothing moved.
Don't leave me here, please!
Aladdin put his ear to the stone, but he could hear nothing.
I am Aladdin, son of Mustafa,
he said, and listened again. But the stone did not move. Then Aladdin began to cry.
What am I going to do?
He thought, and put his head in his hands. After a time, he began to feel hungry, and took some of the fruit out of his pocket. He put some in his mouth, but he could not eat them. These are stones, not fruit, he thought.
I'm going to die down here.
For 3 days and three nights, Aladdin sat on the stairs and waited, but no help came. On the third day, he remembered Abanaza's ring on his finger, the ring to protect him. He could not see the ring in the dark, so he put his right hand on it.
Whoosh!
There was a sudden noise, and blue smoke came out of the ring. And then, out of the smoke, came a big Ginny.
I am here, master. I am here,
the Ginny cried.
I am the slave of the ring. What is your wish?
Aladdin was very surprised and very afraid. At first, he could not speak. Then he said,
Take me out of here.
To hear is to obey,
the Ginny said. And a second later, Aladdin was back on the hills under the blue sky. There was nobody there, and the fire was cold and black. Happily, Aladdin began to walk home. When he got there, his mother was very happy to see him.
Oh, Aladdin, she cried, what happened to you? And where is your uncle? Abanaza is not my uncle, mother. He is a magician and a bad man. He nearly killed me.
Then Aladdin told his mother all about the fire, the magic stone, and the garden under the ground.
Oh, I am very tired, mother, he said. I must sleep.
Aladdin closed his eyes and slept for many hours. The next morning, he opened his eyes and said,
Mother, I'm hungry. My son, I'm sorry, she said. We have no rice or meat in the house. We have nothing. I must sell your new coat and get some rice with the money.
Then Aladdin remembered the lamp from the garden.
Wait a minute, Mother, he said. Take this lamp and sell that first. That dirty old thing, Aladdin's mother said. I must clean it first.
She began to rub it and
whoosh! Noise, fire, and red smoke came from the lamp. And out of the smoke came a very big Ginny.
I am the slave of the lamp,
cried the Ginny.
What is your wish, mistress?
Aladdin's mother was afraid
and could not speak. But Aladdin said, "Bring rice and meat to us. We are hungry."
The genie went away and came back in a second with rice, meat, bread, and fruit on 12 gold plates. He put the plates in front of them and went away. Aladdin and his mother ate and ate. Then Aladdin took one of the plates to the market and sold it for 2 pieces of gold. Every day after that, Aladdin rubbed the lamp. And when the genie came, Aladdin said, "Bring us rice and meat." And every day he sold the gold plates. Soon, Aladdin and his mother were rich.